Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, guys. Thank you for downloading our podcast today. It is wonderful to have your company and we really appreciate it.
Big show.
Emma Wiggle.
Emma Wiggle.
Oh, Emma Memma.
Mm. Emma Memma. Even if you're listening from overseas, you'll know who that is.
Mm. Ex Emma Wiggle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Former Wiggle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But she was on The Masked Singer. She was a zombie. And we talked about ScoMo and all the jobs he's given himself.
What portfolio would you give yourself then?
I don't know if I care enough to want a portfolio. Would you want one?
Yeah. It's a hassle. I'll take one.
Yeah? What would you say? Real estate. Is that one?
No, sports.
Sports.
Yeah. I'd love to do
Minister
sports.
Minister for sports?
I think they have to do two, don't they?
Yeah,
Minister you normally for have to sports have two. And, no, but it's called something else.
Mm.
I always love the ones that never go together, which is always like they'll say like Minister for Sport and then also Agriculture.
Minister for the Environment and Mining.
Yeah. Mm. You're like, why put you put stuff that are similar-ish? Mm.
Minister for War and also for Peace.
I mean, Minister for Sport would be great because you get to go, you've got to be at the State of Origin, you've got to be at the Grand Finals, AFL. You know what? I've got to go over to the Olympics to check out that.
I think they're the Minister for Tourism, Innovation and Sport.
Right. Oh. And who is that?
That's a fun portfolio.
Mm.
Sterling. Yeah.
Because remember,
or is that just for Queensland? I have to try and work it out. Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Because didn't our health boy have a lot of portfolios? Milesy. And he didn't know, wasn't there one he didn't know anything about it, but it was his portfolio? And hopefully.
Oh, he was health.
Mm.
And then he got something else. Something and then else. He got his, yeah.
But they just
he
tell
didn't
you
want
you
to be the health minister, he
that's
had
right.
said.
That's
it
right.
was right before the pandemic. He got it and he didn't want it.
Mm.
And
which
then
one
I'm
would
sure
you take?
During the pandemic, he didn't want it. Mm. I took the tourism one for sure.
Mm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all that.
Well, I'll take the others.
Yeah.
If it comes with it.
Yeah.
But imagine that. Oh, guys, going to the Wit Sundays for the week.
Mm.
Going to check things
research.
Out.
Research.
Yeah.
Mm. Get on the ground and talk to the people.
Mm-hmm. Shake some babies and kiss some hands. Mm.
Don't worry, I'll be back for the grand final, though.
Exactly.
Got to go to the World Cup now. Sorry, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just go to the Commonwealth Games.
Mm. So now you've seen what you can do.
I have
what
seen the
thinking?
Power. Is there a minister for, like, computer games and stuff?
Minister for...
Technology?
Technology.
It'd have to be something like that, wouldn't it?
What?
Innovation.
Yeah. You know, just got to try out this new VR kit. It's good, guys.
Mr. Speaker, if I may just pop this on and show you. Oh, I'm in France.
Hey?
Look at this. You've got a lot. You've got agriculture, fisheries and forestry.
Mm.
So that covers a lot. Then you've got the Attorney General, probably be that. I haven't gone to law, but I've read a book. Climate change, energy and environmental and water.
Mm.
Minister for Defence.
Uh-huh.
Minister for Education,
mm.
Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations, Minister for Finance, Foreign Affairs and Trade, Health and Aged Care. Gee, that's a hard one. Home Affairs, Industry, Science and Resources,
mm-hmm.
Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development, Communication and the Arts. Well, that's not
everything.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How can you be Minister for Arts and Transport? And, no.
Well, I'm guessing.
Well, got to catch a bus to QPAC.
Mm. And the arts part there, I think. Oh,
it doesn't even look like there is one here for the
government. Not great on the arts.
Parliamentary departments, Prime Minister and Cabinet, Social Services, Treasury. It doesn't even look like there is one for sports in that one. Maybe it's just local.
And would it be like a doctor? You know how like you go, oh, you've decided to become an expert in fingers. You know, like do they get to, this is definitely what I want to be the minister for. This is what I can get the most change out of if I can become the minister for agriculture.
It looks like there's only 18 departments in the 16 portfolios. I thought there was a...
Well, ScoMo's got the rest.
I've got portfolios. I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Mm.
I'm just going to...
Funny word, portfolio.
Well, does everyone also do that? I do this. Mm. When I hear the word portfolio, it's like when I heard the word black market, I always just assumed there was just a whole, like an actual place you went with all stalls that were black and they sold guns. Portfolio, it's in a manila folder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's like, here you are, minister. They hand you a big fat folder and go, there's your... I always picture a manila folder.
Or their assistant holds it and you go, you hold the portfolio, brief me.
Brief me.
Yeah.
Yes, just the highlights.
Yeah. It's like same as when someone's got a property portfolio. Do they just have pictures of all their properties in a manila folder?
Yes, I would. Yeah.
Tell me about my portfolio. Flick through it yourself.
What about the guy that owns a Manila folder factory? His portfolio is full of what you put in folios.
Whoa.
Ah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Crazy.
He's a big stacker. Manila folders.
You don't see the old Manila folder much anymore.
No, I was just going to say, Scotty bought some and they're all green.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're classic cream. Yeah, they're a bit more colourful now. He's like, you can have some of those if you want. I was like, thanks, darling.
Hmm.
And did you guys have, we had growing up, a filing cabinet?
Yeah, I have a filing cabinet.
We have like a filing cabinet.
I have to have a filing cabinet.
My favourite one.
Documents for weddings with a key.
Of course.
My favourite thing that has disappeared that everyone did have but you don't need it anymore is the plastic sheet with every takeaway restaurant in your area.
The takeaway compendium.
Pages.
Yeah.
Flick through your own. What do I feel like
I still
today?
Have a junk drawer though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I clean the house out regularly.
You have to, but it's not even, it's actually essential stuff in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
We have like lighters, batteries.
Mm.
And there's always a couple of random screws that you're like, I'll find out one day.
Mm.
And then you keep them for 6 years. And you go, well, not needed.
And then throw it in the bin.
Oh, where's that screw we've been hanging on to?
Damn it.
Nah. It's in my screw portfolio.
Yeah.
I can't believe you think that. I imagine that exact same thing.
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's roll the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
If I ever went missing, I would want you guys to give a description of myself.
Okay.
Because I don't know if my husband would get it accurate.
Hmm.
Like, I think he'd mean to, but I think he'd go, oh, hair, I don't know.
Could he go, you see that billboard over there? She's the girl.
She's the girl. Maybe. Maybe. You could
no,
do that.
No, your hair's longer than
but
that
also
now.
Describing.
True.
That's true. They, yeah, there were extensions in that photo.
Oh, that's right. It was
my
not
God,
long
it's
after
so
you,
fake.
After yeah. you shave, when you shaved your head for charity.
But I just feel like he, like, I don't know if he knows me because I was having a chat with him. We're having a bowl of wine. I was like, we need to talk. And he's like, yeah, about what?
Yay.
I'm like, I don't know. You just come up with something interesting because I feel like all at the moment.
That's even worse.
That's a nightmare.
I'd rather you tell me what you want to talk about than me have to
nothing
do it.
Serious.
Smooth my lips and say the words you want.
But I've been speaking to a lot of friends who are in the same situation as you, Maddie, when you've got a teenager moving out and you've still got two kids at home. But I was saying, like, looking over my three boys, I was like, everyone always says that I'm going to lose them to their wives and, you know, they're going to move out and I'm going to be with Scotty. And I said, I just feel like if it's just you and I, like, what are we going to do?
Hmm.
He goes to me, don't worry, I got it sorted. So what do you mean? He goes, well, I've got plans when they all move out of what we're doing.
Oh, that's good.
And I said,
that man doesn't even...
Doesn't stop, does he?
Doesn't plan anything, let alone that far into the future.
And he said, we're sailing around the world.
Oh.
And I went, what? He goes, I can sail. I said, I don't. I've never seen you sail. We've never gone sailing. How do you know how to sail? And I said, so we can't talk now and we're going to be stuck on a boat. And I said, do you forget one major thing about me, which is...
You're impulsive and you'll push him off. No?
When we went whale watching...
Oh, you get the
air. I fed the fish.
Mm.
Like, I am severely seasick. Like, severely. And he wants me to live on a boat.
Takes out the talking component.
Sail around the world. I said, what are we doing? He goes, we're going to Cuba. You love Cuba. I said, do you even know how to get there? He goes, easy. So no one...
Put it in the GPS.
It just exists. He goes, you're just going to be careful
big blue
of storms.
Stuff, turn left.
Straight ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've run out of... There's no reception. Should have gone to Telstra. Damn Vodafone.
I feel like I've got a... Know that he's a, like, you got to be a sailor to commit to that.
Mm. Or you could just cruise it.
No, he wants to sail the boat, Stav, because apparently he's a sailor.
Yeah. Well, he did learn.
As a kid.
Yeah, you never forget how to sail.
There was
so
a rich friend who.
that's what they say in the Sydney to Hobart.
Yeah, I did this once 5 years ago. I'll be fine.
I'm even tempted just to hire a boat to see him sail it.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And he goes, it's just what you. And he was explaining about storms. He's like, what you got to do is you got to. I'm like, I just don't know. Maybe I don't know you because I didn't know that was
his
something
plan.
That you'd want to do.
Mm. That is, yeah, because, yeah, I mentioned what I thought we would do when Rory left and Kat was like, yep, that sounds sweet.
What would you do?
We would buy like an inner city apartment that had a gym and stuff. So basically a retirement home in an apartment form.
Yeah.
So you got everything around you and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's good.
No maintenance.
Yeah.
Let someone else deal with it.
Mm.
What will you do?
Probably stay in the current house I'm in, cry in the lounge room, pining for my children to come home again.
Can I come over and do that?
He's got a plan.
It sounds more like my plan.
Mm. You could do
catching up with friends and drinking. He goes, we'll still do it. We just take the boat. So how many friends of ours just live on? Okay, sorry guys, we'll be over there in a couple of days.
Is that what all those people on the boats over near the Kangaroo Point Cliffs do? Yeah, you know, there's just all those random boats in the water.
They all live on them. Yeah, you have to pay for that mooring.
Seasickness. Do you remember when we did our underwater show and my mouth was so dry and I went through like 40 bottles of water because I took that many seasickness tablets?
Yeah,
I mean, it's got some kinks to work out, but they're doable.
He can't sail. By that time,
the technology, the boats will sail themselves.
Yeah, he's got a good point there. Maybe it'll be an Uber boat.
Yeah. Or a submarine.
Maybe you're not the woman he's planning on doing
that. Yeah.
I didn't ask details, did I?
See ya.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
What's up, Australia? It's Batman School.
Friday's live tickets on sale right now, frontiertouring.com to get them. This man will be there.
Fat Man Scoop, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you feeling?
We're amazing. I'm so excited this is back because you've been to every single one of them, right?
Yes, I've been to every single one of them pre-COVID, and now here we are post-COVID.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same without you, Fat Man.
Thank you, man. I for me, it's part of my yearly thing. I don't know what I would do if I wasn't part of it.
Huge lineup. We got Macklemore, we got TLC, we got Jay Sean, Akon. Do you guys do a pre Friday Live meet where you all chat with each other?
Yes,
like, is there a big dinner before the show?
Yeah, there's a big dinner. Listen, the year that Khalees cooked, because Khalees is a trained chef, she's a legit chef. Usually they do catering, but this time that woman cooked things that I would never eat, and I was eating everything.
Please tell me.
That's amazing.
That she made you a milkshake.
No, she didn't. No milkshake. And there was no yard.
She didn't want the boys in the yard.
There was no boys in the yard. Well, we were in the yard. We were boys. Me, Sean, Paul, Mario, like a bunch of us were guys. Yeah. But there was no milkshake there. But there were tacos made out of beets.
Okay.
And I know that may not sound good, but I'm here to tell you, when she did that, it was different.
You have to admit the song would still work. My tacos bring all the boys to the yard.
In the yard. My tacos bring all the boys to the yard. Yeah, it works. Milkshake out with tacos.
That's a surprising talent that she's got, that she's an actual certified chef. Are you? You don't even understand, bro.
You have no idea about what this woman. This woman's cooking with God. I'm just going to tell you like that.
Wow, that is a good review.
We know all your talents, but do you have any like secret ones then, like her?
My secret talent, let me see. Well, I'm a great writer. Mm-hmm. At some point I'm going to write a book. I sing.
Mm. Mm.
I stay within my lane. I'm not trying to be Michael Jackson. I stay within my lane. When I stay within my lane, I stay within my range. I could actually bring it home.
Now, we know that this tour is all over Australia, but we always say, because we are very proud here in Brisbane, that the party goes off even more here. What do you say about people that they've got to get their tickets?
Oh, Brizzy is crazy. My thing is this. Listen, I'll make it as simple as I can for you guys. Mm-hmm. This is the first time in 3 years that we're going to be in one place at one time, no masks, no restrictions, doing everything that ends with the word ing, kissing, hugging, loving, dancing, running, fighting, drinking, anything, pick your word and put ing in there. And for me, it's not even about Akon and Jay Sean and all, it's about you. Because the energy that you guys bring when the records go off and people perform is completely different. You know I love Brizzy. Anybody tell you that I love Brizzy? My private masseuse is in Brizzy. So really? I'm going to come a day before and get 3 massages. She's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Cash only?
No. This is not no freak stuff. No happy ending. This is all credit cards, sir.
You just said anything that ends in ing, so I just got confused.
Massaging, dancing, running, fighting. You know, anything that ends in a drinking.
Back here again.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Yeah. Still dangerous.
Batman. I'm not sure if we've spoken to you about this, but I'm just looking around, and in 2018, our then Prime Minister, who's no longer Prime Minister,
yes.
He used your song, Be Faithful, on Twitter, because it was all, you know, they were voting and all of his people were putting their hands up, and it was all about putting their hands up. He didn't read the lyrics properly, and all of his, serious people were like, oh my God, they're swearing, and then he put an apology up.
Well, here's the thing. When that happened, I was flying on the way from New York to London. When I landed back then, there was no internet on the plane. So when I landed, my phone was blowing up. Oh, my God. Like, Australia was going crazy. My thing is, I loved it. It was big for me. It was an opportunity for me to talk to him. Now he's no longer there. He's in his house. Whatever he's doing in his house, whether he's cleaning or I don't know what the man's doing in his house. But of course, there's a new PM. I heard that PM's a DJ. So I'm going to reach out to him and see if we could do a remix or something.
Yeah.
I need the political help just in case something happens here. You know, I get caught in immigration. Something happens with a woman. I don't know. I just need the help. That was a great moment in time for me, man. Like that, that was a great moment in time for me. And my thing is this, I don't think there should be an apology. Listen, I spoke to Scott Morrison. I didn't speak to him about that because at the time I was like, yo, bro, come out to R&B Fridays. But that's a whole nother story. My thing is this, I think there's too much apologizing in politics in general. Mm-hmm. Look, man, it is what it is. Listen. Look, it's a fun song. It's not hurting anybody. It's not saying I shot three people in the head. We're having fun. What are you apologizing for? Everybody loosen up, man. Like, loosen your tie, bro. You know, this is life. It's not something dangerous. It's not something hurtful. It's actually something fun. And I don't think there deserves to be any apology for that. You got a problem with it? Go talk to your local senator.
Well, getting all political, though, you did say that you wanted Albanese, who is the new Prime Minister, to come. We actually invited him years ago when he was the leader of the opposition because he is a DJ. So would you be able to get him on stage here in Brisbane?
So you know something? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to the guys at Frontier.
Yep.
And I'm going to see if we can get that going. I might just, in Brizzy, I might just have him DJ for me.
I love it.
You think he would do it? I think he would.
I think he would. As long as a war doesn't break out, he might get busy, you know, doing some stuff there.
I think it's a perfect thing. I'm going to work on that now.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
And even if there is a war, it'll take your mind off it for a solid half hour.
Take your mind off the war for 15 minutes.
Yeah, drop some sick beats.
Normally they have a festival for stuff like that as well.
What kind of DJ is he? Do you know what kind of music he plays?
I think he plays anything.
I think he played like AC/DC.
Yeah. I think he'd take requests.
Yeah.
Listen, I think he'd be open to requests.
I'll get him right. I'll get him right. Don't worry about it. I'll get him right.
Batman Scoop, really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Cannot wait to see you here in Brisbane.
Make sure that you go get these tickets now. They're on sale today. I don't know how long they're going to be on. Don't call my phone. Don't send me a DM talking about I'm sick and my leg is broken. Can you help me out and give me two? I don't want to hear none of that.
Yeah.
Legend, we'll see you soon.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Revelations Scott Morrison quietly gave himself key postings in his old government.
Resources Minister, Finance Minister and Health Minister.
No one meant to have all that power.
ScoMo. Surprised he didn't give himself Minister for Women. Maybe he did. But it's so bizarre. I'm not saying it's corrupt. It would make a dictatorship blush. Do you know what I mean?
Kim Jong's going, ScoMo, calm down.
Well, you put your hand up and go, you know what, like, I trust your health minister, but I'm just going to swear myself in too. And it just seems, I can only describe it as someone in the workplace going, hey, Jenny in accounts, move over, I can do that as well.
Yeah.
And I also will be the marketing manager. I will do payroll because I do that the best.
Yeah.
You know? But is he actually doing anything or is he just acquiring the power of them, letting everyone still do the work? But
best I've seen it described as he ran a daddy knows best system.
Huh?
Where it's like,
it's like when you go to a small town and you're introduced to the mayor and then you're introduced to the librarian and then you're introduced to the local Republican, and they're all the same person.
Same person, yes. Yeah, the person that owns the pub is always the mayor, and they also own the motel, and they'll let you in. Yeah, exactly like that. Mm. And I just find it a real bizarre thing. I mean, Albanese's looking into it, and no one's saying that it's anything wrong.
No.
It's just unheard of to say, I'm going to give myself the power as well.
And the key thing was that he didn't tell anyone. That's the main thing. If he just said, this is what I'm doing, and everyone could have their say on it, it would have been sweet, but he's just done it.
Yeah, it's deceitful.
Mm.
Maybe he's a humble man and didn't want to brag.
Maybe. They say that about a lot of prime ministers.
Jenny, do you think I could be the health minister too?
Yes, of course you could.
What's the other one I like? Resources? And you know what? I'm treasurer. I'll just do finances.
If I tell everyone, then they're going to have to update my business card and it'll cost a fortune to reprint.
I don't want to do that. I don't have to redo my LinkedIn.
IT is going to have to update my little tag at the bottom of my email address with all my stuff.
What was it? It used to be Terry Takeover. Is that the same?
No, there's Terry Tough something.
Oh, I'm confused.
But maybe there's a Terry Takeover.
Terry Takeover.
Yeah. You know, and they're just like, I could do that.
Yeah, right.
You're doing a great job, but I can do it. And it happens at weddings as well. You know, when someone goes, I know that you know how to do a wedding, but as a mother-in-law... I'm just going to do a few little things.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're listening. We'd love to know anyone else in your life you want to.
I'm not saying mine. My mother.
No, that was a broad term.
Yeah, that was broad. Mm. Not mine. Mine's lovely. Mm.
And listening.
No.
You would be a kind of. Wouldn't you do? You do most of the roles at your house.
Yeah, I'm the ScoMo at home.
You're a ScoMo.
I'm doing a ScoMo.
Hmm.
Well, you can do it better.
That's the spirit.
Scotty
doesn't know.
That's true.
Don't know what you do.
He thinks he can get into the bank account.
Yeah. He's like your little Tasmania.
Yeah, so are you like me?
Are you a ScoMo? Do you know a ScoMo?
Mm.
Whether they're in your workplace, that person who just takes it upon themselves... Just to go, no, I'm running the show here.
I'll do that as well.
They hump a lot, those people too, I reckon.
They what?
Oh, they're harumphers.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If I've got to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no one else would do it.
That is me at home. Oh, just pick up your shoes, don't you?
Yes.
No, you don't need to put them away. They just magically appear in your wardrobe.
I love it when things occur to you. Anonymous is joining us. Anonymous, your old boss was your ScoMo?
Yes, so my HR manager that did my interview basically hired me, everything under the HR umbrella, and then she resigned pretty much within a week of me starting. And we had to go through all her emails. And each signature at the bottom would be a different thing depending on who she spoke with.
Oh.
So what other titles did she give herself?
So some was HR, others was director of the company, others was operations manager, and I work for basically a utilities billing company. And so it deals with very high-rise buildings, strata companies, so she would just change her name depending on what person she would dealt with, and even within like the same company, she would be a different person depending on who she spoke with.
It's pretty easy to change your email signature. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it's incredibly easy with our company, but it caused a lot of issues after she left when we had to obviously clean up all the mess of what she had told them.
Imagine how many memos you had to say. The finances.
Yeah.
The HR.
They lost a lot
operation.
Of people.
All on the same day.
It's a mass walkout.
Especially when they're emailing asking for her and because she was in a particular role.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you talking about?
Wow.
How bizarre. Yeah.
We don't know why. Mm. She never, ever wrote in there. But she kind of quit within, like, 24-hour period notice.
Right. Mm. And then she married Scott Morrison.
131060 is our number. Scott Morrison gave himself as many jobs as he could.
Mm.
Is there someone who loves power in your workplace?
Tia in Warner, you're the ScoMo at your home?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, when you can do it better than everyone, right?
Yeah, exactly. I just like my husband calls me a know-it-all because he'll say something and I'm like, no, actually, you're wrong. And we'll just have a big argument. And I do it to my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, everyone.
Yeah.
Just pull out Google and say, see, you guys are actually wrong. I'm right.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
It's not a know-it-all. It's just a fountain of knowledge. I like
yeah,
to
exactly. And some. Like, correct the most random facts that, like, they wouldn't think that I would know. And I'm like, actually, yeah. You're wrong. You're wrong, hon.
This wasn't to make you feel better about yourself.
I didn't need to.
But are you girls saying then Scott Morrison did the right thing? If he believed that he was able
to do it better?
No, I'm not. I actually realise it's not that I take over. It's that all the ministers have quit at my house.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
But so the Prime Minister chose,
for cleaning.
Chose those ministers. You picked them.
You picked them. You made them.
So I'm a poor leader.
Sarah in Warner, your old boss was your ScoMo. What did they get up to?
We all used to work for an admin company and she was kind of the ScoMo of the business and we all had different direct reports. Anyway, the two of us went on maternity leave, came back to no longer having our roles anymore because she had bumped herself up as a senior business support officer and didn't really think that we could do our job underneath her reporting to her anymore. So she hired two new people and started her own team.
Oh, wow. So you didn't have it? That was it for your job?
No, I came back to the same business, but I actually got a promotion and now I'm in a higher position than she is. So it's quite funny.
That would kill her too, I bet.
I know, it's quite funny walking in the office. I'm like, you had fun.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow. It'll be the 17th of August, guys. Three answers to help you win the money are...
They are...
Instrument.
Ice cream.
And IKEA.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
G'day, it's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he goes down to Bunnings just for funnings. He's handled a two before. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty Too Hottie for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Ahoy, Starry. That was a bit of wisdom there. Two before by 4x2. Is that what he ever said?
No, you've handled a two before. I was pretty happy with that one, I got to be honest. Don't know what it is, but it makes
sense. Did you Google it?
No, it's a piece of wood, right? Piece of timber.
It's the size of the timber.
Yeah, but, size of the timber.
We use millimetre. I don't know. People still use that old metric way. But more of that, your millimetres, man.
I've heard that about you, Scotty.
Makes it sound larger.
That's a good point.
You're 190 by 45. There you go.
Wow. Enough of this sexy talk.
Yeah. 6 metre length. Thanks, darling.
Yeah. Mate, every Tuesday you come on with the greatest topic of the day. What do you got for us?
Okay. Today, I think I have to change my phone. So the wife grabbed my phone and she's put something in there so when it rings, it's like, boom, there it is. And it's called My Sexy Wife.
Oh, you've changed your name.
I totally agree with that. You are my sexy wife. But now the boys can read and write. It's taken them all of 10 years. Well, one of them anyway to get there. But now they're calling you it.
It's because it comes up on the phone. You know when you pair it with the phone and it comes up with my sexy wife is calling.
Yes. Yeah, the photo that goes along with it.
Well, I've done a lot of calendar reminders. I didn't know which one you were sharing here, Scotty.
So, no. This is just about when you ring me, baby.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, is it the one? I'm holding it.
Yeah.
You know, people at work look at it, it's like, who's my sexy wife?
What do you mean, who's your sexy wife? They can't think?
She's got to be the personality wife, right?
Different to just the wife.
You should see, though, Scotty, about that. Sorry. You've got, like, so many people have saved my Scotty Too Hottie in their phones. Have you?
Yeah.
Because I send them the contact and they just save it. So that's why everyone says, it's got like a photo of you.
I've still got, my friend sent me his wife's and it was Joe, my darling wife. And I just kept that in my, as the contact. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So is it the ringtone where it says the name? Because you know how it goes, diddle-din-din, my sexy wife. Is it that one? Or is it just says her name on the screen?
Just a name on the screen. But I've got a different ringtone for it. It's more of an alarm one. Like
the Imperial March from Star Wars.
Sure the Death March. Hilarious. Why don't you answer it then?
That's why it might be. I need to stop, prop, and think before I before I answer.
Gonna get my story straight. Where am I? All right, everyone, make golf noises
out of the pokey room, guys.
Exactly.
No, it's just because the boys will go, "Hey, my sexy wife," and I always go, "Can you not? Yeah, I'm your mum. Yeah. Don't do that." Yeah,
Probably, you know, should probably teaching the boys the wrong word there to be. You know, I guess they'll go out into the real world and start calling girls that word.
Well, what's better? Hey, my sexy mum.
No, just leave out the word sexy. I'm trying to explain.
Change something. Yeah. But there's a lovely photo of you and Jagger. This Jagger comes up on the screen as well.
So. Yeah. No, we just...
I'll keep that.
They do copy, Scotty, like you have noticed. Mm. Like, they'll always, like... Yeah.
Building a house.
They get in the car, and someone goes, "Ooh, is it hot in here?" And they go, "Oh, that's because mum's in here."
Hey.
I'm like, guys, I get it, you're trying to copy Scotty, but it's not appropriate because I'm your mum. Mm. Like, you just don't have to copy.
Yeah. But while they're young, I don't think it matters. Mm. It's nice for a young boy to see their dad adoring their mother, I think. Correct. I think that's... Yeah. And as they get a little older, it'll get creepier, but at least they're learning it's fine to adore
your wife. Understand this. Scotty and I were actually in bed talking last night, trying to plan this trip that we're going on, road trip, and I could see our eldest could see that the door was open, but he wasn't coming in. Mm-hmm. He was just stepping, and he's like, "Hey!" Where is Doggy? He's like, "Oh, hey, I was just wondering if anyone wants to tuck me in." We're like, okay. Yeah, he was just doing the hover around the corner, like, "Oh, why have they got the door open?
Do I go in and be scarred for life, or do I wait?" I'll go in.
So, are you going to change the phone?
He's not allowed
Scotty?
To change it because he doesn't know how to change it. Everything in his phone is programmed because I've put it in there. He's had an alarm in there for probably around about 10 years.
4 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe it is about 4 to 5 years.
But he hasn't been able to take off.
What time does it go off?
Something.
What time does it go off?
It's normally 7 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know why I was thinking that at 7 in the morning. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Especially since you're never there. Well, time for that, but I just have to make do.
Yeah.
Hey, good on you, Scotty. Nice to chat, buddy.
All right. Love you guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
An amazing career wraps up on Friday with the retirement from radio of one Alan Jones.
Didn't he leave? He left one radio station recently, right?
Mm.
I thought he was off air.
He retired a while ago, no?
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, then this is an old list.
No, unless he got... Because I know he got sacked, unless he's saying, "No, I'm actually walking away completely."
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's the one that we went and asked for a photo for, right?
Yeah, we were at the races.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you saw him and you went, "Let's go get a photo."
No, Maddie did, and I was too scared to ask him, so Maddie and I did, and you went, "I'm not getting a photo."
Mm. No.
It's going to be amazing when he... collector's item.
And I... when he pops off,
no,
you mean?
No, what? Don't be rude. No, just when he retires, like you said.
And I had always heard about these things, and now I'm a little bit scared, because BuzzFeed did some digging. They found the Christmas... bloopers reel that everyone talks about. You know when you say something, you stuff up, and you go, "That'll make the Christmas bloopers reel." Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's that audio that you never really...
So someone's gone through all the time he's on air and put it together.
And it's 35. It's it's a solid, solid swag. So I think we have to be careful. Obviously, we've been doing this for a long time. If anyone wanted to ruin us, they probably could.
True. I mean...
Yeah, no one cares that much.
The problem we have is podcasts now, you know, because everything gets... Like, when it was just live to air.
I think you have to do talk back as well.
Yeah.
Talkback's the one that, you know, gets people a bit irate.
So this is a selection of some of his... And you've got to think, it's a long and varied career. He's had his moments. Everyone has, surely. But he has done a lot of charity work, whether or not he likes it or not.
So I've got to catch a plane at 10 o'clock to raise f***ing money for charity, and I've got these people here sticking stuff up my bloody nose and my ass.
I'm assuming that's COVID.
So these are all off-air.
Yeah, these are bloopers.
Oh, I didn't know if there were things on air that someone had said. Radio.
I thought this is Alan Jones on air.
Yeah, I didn't realise they're all off air.
He's around a mic.
Yeah, true.
I know, but someone hates him.
This one.
See, these do ours record?
They do. This is what I'm saying. We have to be concerned.
Yeah, well, we didn't get it until now. We understand.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but it sounded better when Alan Jones explained it.
I have something to light on fire.
the studio. This is odd, but... I mean, everyone likes Indiana Jones, right? He's an icon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of the greatest superhero, you know, movie stars ever. Alan Jones doesn't like him and he blames him for a Wallabies loss. Have a listen.
Bloody s***. Indiana f***ing Jones. The reason I lost the second, we lost the f***ing second test against the All Blacks because that movie frightened the s*** out of my team the night before we played and led 12-0 and fell apart at the seams. F***ing Hawker, who was terrified by the snakes and the worst test I've ever had because he'd been awake all night, devoured by Indiana Jones's temple snakes. Bastards.
Apparently Indiana Jones ruined that game for them. Mm. I mean,
why were they out watching it?
I don't know.
Was it just released?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries.
I mean, Temple of Doom's not even that, is it?
No.
They would have gone to the cinema.
I wouldn't imagine for grown men.
No.
Can you see them way there? They're scared of snakes. Well, that's not going to work.
Now the voices, though.
Thanks. Australian cricketers.
Yeah, yeah.
They're rugby union rugby players.
Union. Oh, union. Union. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Every workplace has a hierarchy. And obviously there are some people in the radio station that are above him. And he's not a fan of it.
Oh, there's f***ing dust in this studio. You know, if it was bloody John Laws or someone, the whole joint would be cleaned out.
So, just want to say thank you for all the entertainment, Alan Jones, and I'll let him sign off.
Hello, I'm Alan Jones, and it gives me the absolute s*** to report that I'll be back on Monday morning with all you f***wits.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Are you?
Do you think you are?
You were wrong, Stabby Boy.
100% wrong, wasn't I? I was pretty confident too.
You said this was Kylie Minogue. Did you hear why?
100%.
No, but I said it couldn't be Kylie because her sister Danny is no longer on the show, so she wouldn't do it out of sisterhood.
Or maybe they don't like each other. Zombie on the Masked Singer was... Emma Watkins, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Has anyone ever said that you do sound like Kylie Minogue, Emma, when you sing? Because I 100% thought it was.
Never, but that is an honour. That is an honour.
I think Emma's such a good singer that she could try to sound like anyone else. Did you ever think that you'll try to disguise your voice?
Well, in my head I thought I was, but when I watched the show back, my voice isn't changed at all. So that was a problem. I realised I probably need to work on that if I was ever going to do this again.
Well, that's a bit of a twist, isn't it? Imagine someone going on it a second time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, didn't she go on it twice in the UK?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, maybe in the UK. We're all looking at each other going,
I don't remember that.
I'm waiting for Ryan. Who went on it overseas? Was it Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds went on to promote Deadpool.
Yes, that would be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's got to be an international guess as well. Was it a fun experience, Emma?
It was. I think for me, I was a bit daunted by it. I loved being in the costume. I really, really love, doing suit characters. So that was all really fun. But the singing was such a different world. And because you really have to listen to the music and inside the suit, like it's quite confusing.
Mm. Mm. Did you get any tips from Red Wiggle? Because he did it 2 years ago, Simon.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And I remember Simon saying, how hot it was in the suit and, to try and move it a lot. And when I got in there, I was like, yeah, this is all coming back to me now.
They don't have little fans in them. Surely they could have a little battery-operated air conditioner built in.
That would be cute. Mine didn't have any space for that. Her head was big, but no space for that.
Yeah, right.
That does take me back to your air conditioning suit that you wanted to invent. Do you remember, Maddie?
I did invent it.
No, you didn't. You bought it off eBay, and it was just like a little motor that went up.
I mean, the issue was, Emma, you had to be plugged into three-phase power everywhere you went.
Kinks to work out.
We didn't quite get around that.
Yeah,
it's exciting that you brought Emma Memma.
Yeah, well... I guess it's been such a whirlwind adventure. I didn't think that I would be releasing this character so soon, but people have been really insistent on social media to release more content, and so as I start to close in on my uni project, a lot of the research that we've been doing has lent itself to creating this character and working on visual communication systems for children.
I've been to many Wiggle concerts, and I think the last one that I went with Maddie, we were blown away by how many presents you would get. And then I went to the latest Wiggles concert, which without you there, and I remember one of the dads... No, can't even say that. But one of the dads was like, oh, thank God, we don't need to get presents every time now because you entirely got all of them.
I was, you know, I think we don't quite realise how committed families are to preparing for a show like that. And when the children bring craft that they've made in anticipation of the show, that's something quite special. You don't really realise that until it's in front of you and you're like, wow, everyone's made craft.
Yeah, but I got one kid and my drawer fills up with crap that they've made. What do you do with it all?
I've kept quite a bit of it, and some of it was at the Powerhouse Museum. So there's some beautiful pieces from really early on that we kept, and I've got quite a lot in my garage.
And to be fair, Stav, you make just as much craft as your daughter does. You come in here with all your pictures and go, look what I made on the weekend, guys.
It's actually true. One day they'll go on the fridge, Em. One day.
Yeah, one day.
Rory said they're not good enough.
Nah.
Hey, Emma, it's great to have you, not just on The Masked Singer, but back doing your thing as well as Emma. And we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for calling through.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I have a present for you.
Can I open my present now?
Oh, my God. How good is it when you get, especially, like, as a mum, I'm not complaining, I'm not whinging, but, and that's what I love about it, you go, you're not complaining, but tell us what the complaint is. And there's a mum over in the UK that's complaining about kids' presents, and this is what I would like to know, because I don't know what the standard present is, but she's not happy with the crap that her child has got.
Buying my child junk. That is the long and short of it. I know I'm going to sound ungrateful, but right now, I don't care. I've had enough. Don't give myself my child stuff that maybe you've been given for a birthday present for your little one, and you can give it to my baby. I don't like that kind of stuff, because when I'm buying your kids stuff, I'm buying quality things. You don't have to be passing down presents to my child, buying my child junk. I'm not on it, babes. I'm sorry if it sounds ungrateful. I'm not ungrateful. I'm happy for thoughtful things that people buy my kids. I'm not happy for junk that people are just trying to pass on because they don't want it.
As a mum, she doesn't even have time to sit down and do the TikTok. She's got to walk and do it. The wind and everything. Don't buy crap that she's just got to get rid of. You know what I mean? It's just annoying. But I always think, I don't know what the standard value is for a kid's present.
Mm.
What would you give?
Depends on the kid.
Like, would you do
some,
that?
Well, some of Rory's friends I know better.
So you'd get them a better gift.
I get them something that I know that they're actually into. Whereas some kids that they don't come over or they don't have many play dates, I don't know what they're into.
That's the funny thing. The kid's not buying it. Mm. You pretend the kid's buying it, but you are. So it's really a reflection of what you think of the kid and the parent.
Yes.
You got to kind of meet in the middle, because Xander will jump in the car and be like, hey, my friend wants a PlayStation 5 for their birthday.
Yeah.
I'm like,
good for them.
Mate, you've... I mean, I appreciate they're reaching for the stars, but let's drop down the cost a little.
Because I always ask what's on their present wish list.
Yeah.
And often they'll write back something that I think is quite, you know, decent or standard. And it'll be something around about 35.
Yeah.
Which I reckon is a good value. Would you do the
value? That's great.
That's fine.
Would you do less?
No, I think that's around the right spot.
Because now I'm doing gift cards.
Yeah, they like that. Kids like that.
Yeah.
I like to go the other way and give them practical things like a toaster.
That's expensive.
Yeah, but they'll use it, you know, or a good kettle.
Well, do you just grab whatever's in your kitchen on the way
and
out?
And re-gift it? Up.
Whatever I got given and never used.
This is your opportunity to, you can complain if you want to remain anonymous. I started with, I'm not complaining, but...
But...
You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the crap that your child's got given? Or maybe say, what do you think is a standard price? Because I do feel like if, same as a wedding. So if their party is at a, like, bounce, and I know the value of per person, I'll get a present to that value.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it's the same as a wedding. You know, I feel like it should cover what your cost is.
Yeah. Feel free to agree with this woman as well. Like, if you're someone who is sick of getting whatever Lego was on special that week at Kmart.
Yeah.
You don't care, though, do they? Well, the kids just get excited if you unwrap it. Like, yep. I've seen the kids most excited get it when they get lollies.
Mm. Yeah, they do love it, that, don't oh, yeah. they? The old pinata. Mm. This woman also goes on to say in her video that if you can't afford a thoughtful gift, she said it's okay to give a gift later if it takes you a while to pay it off.
Yeah, our kids understand afterpay.
Oh, yeah, 100%. They love an IOU.
Yeah, they love it. Or lay-by, we're bringing that back.
I got you a picture of a PlayStation. And eventually, and about, you know, the other thing this
And
this,
if our kids are still friends in 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. She would also hate, I just have to because I do, the gift bags at the end because they are just full of crap that ends up just getting
thrown
away.
Yeah, the fun bags.
Yeah, the fun bags.
You got to have them, though.
You got to have them.
At once, I didn't. Mm. I thought I was going to start a new trend. Oh, God. It was a disaster. Mm.
Those kids would have bitched about you on Monday.
No, they just wandered through a house picking stuff up.
There was actually a big jar of lollies, and I said, yeah, you just go and take whatever you want. And the parents are like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks heaps for that. That's great.
Timmy, put down the jar. That's not what she meant, and you know it.
Grace in Ipswich. What do you reckon? What's the amount of money you should spend for a kid's birthday present?
Well, the way we grew up, like, agree with Stav. If you didn't know the kid as well, the minimum my mum and I would spend would be about $20. Mm-hmm. And then if the more you knew the kid, it'd be about $50. But we used to do a thing where if we had my birthday parties or so, like out at a restaurant, mm-hmm. you wouldn't buy a present because you were paying for your own meal.
Oh, yep, good one. So yep.
I guess that's, coming from a single mum household, that's sort of how we did things. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's funny saying value now, I've said that though, because sometimes you go and there's things that are on sale and you're like, oh, normally that was that, so I'm going to go with the normal price, but that's all I pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Pick off the sale price and 100%. Leave the old price tag on there.
Mm-hmm. Because I've been, my kids have been going to girl parties. I find the girl presents are more expensive than the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Just
those LOL dolls and Barbies. Hey. They get you, man.
Yeah.
They get you.
Because you're just like, it's not big.
And it's a surprise one, so I don't even know what's in it. Mm-hmm. I pay $50 just to find out it's got the that sixth one. Version mm-hmm. of it.
Kylie and Rochelle, what's the deal for kids' presents, do you think?
Well, for a lot of years, it was a single income in our household with five young kids. So we kind of just did like a $15 cap on all presents. And if we couldn't find anything the kid would probably like, then we just put cash in a card because we might get, like, each kid would get up to 10 invitations a year.
Mm. Oh, that's
like, you just don't know what you're going to end up forking out. So sometimes, like, just keep it low, let the kids save what they want for whatever they want to buy.
And kids
so
love cash. And they do.
Yeah. Kylie, did you ever feel it was so stressful that you used to not show them the invites sometimes?
No, because most of the invites would just come from them, kids, so I would end up getting stuck even with kids I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, you'd get invitations to parties of kids I've never met, and they're like, oh, no, I insist, they're really good friends. And I'm like,
I've never heard them before. What's their surname? And what do they like? If you can't tell me what they like. Yeah, no, I'm like,
we've got a kid joining us here.
Oh, okay.
So this is proper research.
Yes, indeed. All right, so it's Georgia. Morning, Georgia.
Morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
It doesn't matter how much it costs, it's just the thought that counts.
Yeah, because kids don't care. It's us parents that are being judgy McJudge faces, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The kids don't.
She said what she said and she's done. Made her point. Boom.
Adrian, in Bracken Ridge, what do you think? Kids' presents.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. There's a radio station out there that's got this saying, you get what you get, you don't get upset.
Yeah,
so Adrian.
Yes. Do you know what, Adrian? Yeah. And this goes back to our wrapping paper.
We wanted the wrapping paper to say it.
I think we got paper.
And we gave it out at Christmas time.
Yes, we've got to get it back for kids' presents.
Maybe do we do a run of you get what you get, you don't get upset cards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then inside it just goes,
surprise, you didn't get anything.
Well, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could just have a standard amount that all of Brisbane agrees on, whether it is $5 or $15. And we go,
this is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the bags, because you always reuse the bags more than wrapping paper.
They're good.
Yeah. They're good.
Mm. They're good. What do you reckon, Adrian? What are you vibing?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I'd happily put a present one on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were going to do something else.
Well, no, because remember we were going to do you get what you get, you don't get upset onesies for kids?
Yes.
But then we thought that might be a bit...
Well, I wanted one baby. I had triplets.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Another show draws to a close. Stav, Abby and Matt, take a moment to reflect.
Hubby wants to come along to Friday's Live, which is fine. But it just means we've got to try and get a babysitter. So I was getting in early and just asking someone I knew that had Fridays off. And she said to me, sorry, I'm busy. And I went, busy? You've already got plans for that day? And she's like, yeah, you guys were banging on about it. I bought tickets.
Well, you shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have asked earlier when we knew the date secretly.
Oh, yeah, before it got announced.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yesterday, I did something that I always get up my children and my wife for doing, and that is I used my teeth to open something.
Oh.
And it was, you know, your salt and pepper grinders, how you can take the little metal bit off the top? There's like a little metal, the refills.
Yeah.
So we've got one, you refill it. I just could not get the little metal bit off, so I whacked it in my mouth, turned it, and...
No.
Broke a little bit of my tooth off, didn't I?
Oh, that's annoying.
Really? Very like it's annoying. Full chipped?
No, just a little, like a little tip off it.
Can't stop licking it though, can you?
Yeah, because I think maybe it grew back last night. So now I need to go to the dentist. Thanks. But no thanks.
He'll be happy to see you.
Yeah.
Well, so long.
I was only there like
5 years ago.
No, remember he told us that he had an appointment with the dentist? He
told us you two nearly had a heart attack.
It's been a rough week. But thankfully, in about an hour, that will change. Because last Monday, we forgot to put our bin out. And it was already chockers. Now, is there anything worse than that feeling? And I've done multiple over the course of the week. Neighbours. Feels illegal. Isn't. There's also a bin on the corner of my street. Like a public bin.
Where you put your prawns on Boxing Day.
Now that is illegal.
Is it?
Yeah, like if you're doing someone else's owns the bin. If it's a business one, you can't just... Like you can't take your things to Westfield.
Can't you?
No.
How good
Shouldn't
is it?
Your neighbours help you out though? Like if you see that a bin's not out and it's a neighbour's, don't you go and do it?
Oh, I imagine they would if they'd have noticed. But they didn't. Yeah, the high walls and the moat.
Yeah, and the butler's not working this week or last week?
The butler just slipped his mind out.
Wow.
So he's gone.
Helicopter pilot obviously. Couldn't just help out? It was like, that's not in my job description.
It's not in his job description.
Yeah, that's hard, isn't
it? Yeah, that is hard.
It's hard to get help.
It's very hard to get good help. I've deported them all back. Thanks, but no thanks.
To Sydney.
Sure.
Brisbane wakes up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.